the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Spring is here, and for many, that means it's time to spend more time outdoors and start gardening again. I'm Emily Yip. My guest today is Jennifer Morgan Thaler, clinical instructor in the Department of Environmental Plant Science and Natural Resources at Missouri State University. She's here to offer some helpful gardening tips and advice.
To start with, you want to take a look at your garden or your planting as a whole and assess it. Look at it and plan what you're going to do. Prepare your beds, remove the debris, rake out any leaves or sticks that kind of accumulated over the winter time. Once you get it cleaned up, you want to pull the weeds out of it and make new beds if you're going to do that, or garden plots if you're doing a vegetable garden. You want to clean your tools because they can get dull or dirty and kind of just setting over the winter time, and then prune your perennial plants.
There are several essential items and tools to keep on hand.
You want a good pair of garden gloves, a rake, a shovel, a good set of pruners, some bug spray is always a good idea if you're going to be working outside, a watering can, and then depending on the size of your garden or the type, if you're going to have a flower garden or vegetable garden, a garden knife, a tiller if you're going to be breaking a lot of ground, maybe a garden hose or an irrigation system would be one of the good things to have.
How do you figure out what to plant?
You want to start with looking at things, obviously, that would grow well in our area. Springfield is in hardiness zone 6B. So when you're purchasing plants, they'll have a rating on the plant. It will say hardiness zone and it will give a number. So you want to look for that rating. Then from there, if it's rated to grow well here, you want to look for something, if it's a vegetable or an herb, you know, something that you like to eat. If you're growing flowers or shrubs, you know, something that you enjoy looking at or something that you have sentimental value for. Then from there, you consider something that's easy to take care of or for your level of knowledge of the plants.
Morgan Thaler suggests some things that are easier to grow.
For vegetables, I would say maybe some herbs or just some basic vegetable plants. Lettuce, tomatoes, peppers, as far as vegetable plants for your garden, and then just your basic herbs, basil, thyme. For flowers, start with annuals. Those would be easier. An annual is one that you just plant and then it only grows 1 year. Perennial plants, more like a coneflower, you can plant that, it comes back each year. I would just start simple and small and then expand.
To help ensure you have a successful garden and enjoy the process, keep in mind these do's and don'ts.
Start small and work up to what you're able to take care of. Know the requirements of the plants. Some of the plants prefer full sun. Some of them prefer a little more shade. So kind of know what you're planting and where you're planting it. Be able to take care of it because you don't want to overplant more than you can take care of. A major don't is don't work your soil or your beds when the soil is wet, because that will kind of make it set up really hard. So you want to just start with a fresh, clean bed, get it planted, work that soil up, plant your plants in there, and then maybe top it off with some mulch after you've put your plants in there, and then use each process as a learning step and just enjoy it, and you know, learn from everything as you go.
While gardening requires a commitment of time and effort, it's up to each individual how hard he or she wants to work on it.
Obviously, the more time you put into it, the better quality fruit and vegetables you're going to get out of it, or the better quality flower. I would say you could probably have a good garden with 2 to 3 hours a week. Don't be afraid of it. I mean, it can be intimidating if you haven't done it before, but pick something that you like to eat or just a couple of herbs or a few small plants and just start small. If you don't have a place to garden, try just a couple containers on your patio. Give it a shot. The worst thing you can do is kill the plant and try again.
That was Jennifer Morgan Thaler, clinical instructor in the Department of Environmental Plant Science and Natural Resources at Missouri State. For further gardening resources, visit MissouriBotanicalGarden.org and JohnnySeeds.com. I'm Emily Yip for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.